Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour editorial review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service of public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and editorial review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and editorial review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on diet when we come back. You know, back in 1970, the world food supply was 73 days for every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. Today, it's down to less than 38 days. Now, we Americans produce grain for export, and then we import grapes from Chile, tomatoes from Mexico, and berries from Guatemala. And our food supply in this country is in the hands of foreigners and multinational corporations who support the Global 2000 Population Reduction Program. Now, this globalization may be good for business, but globalization is not good for us. It's bad for you and me. And back in 1940, we all had a pantry full of food to feed our families for a year. Today, we have about a three-day supply in our refrigerators, and we have been taught to believe in our supermarket system. It's a supermarket system of just-in-time delivery to feed us all. But over the past 60 years, we've traded that one-year food supply for 3 days. Now, do you think that's very wise? Especially since these global 2000 mad scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians plan to use famine, plague, disease, and pestilence to reduce Earth's population by about 90% over the next 50 years or so, or so says the Club of Rome. Now, these evil madmen with their global 2000 genocide agenda have a cause that they're willing to die for. And I say let them die for their cause, and then let you and I live for our cause. Now, let me show you from the scripture how to be one of the live survivors instead of one of the dead victims. If you'd like to learn more, why don't you call and order my free general law CD package? That's the place to start. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general, and it's educational. It's informative. It's entertaining. I think you'll love it. The best of all, or the best part of it all, is that it's free. And you can call and order yours right now. The number's 417-273-4967. Now, we also have a subsistence and survival school on compact disc. It's available for home adult study. If you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. You can click onto our email and then send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Again, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. As I always say, do it right now before you forget. All right, we've been talking about this thing of diet, and so for the first couple of programs here in the series, I selected a health issue, the one that's kind of front and center in the news today. It's called obesity. 27% of us are fat, 27% of us are overweight, and it's causing a lot of problems. It causes diabetes, or it's incident to diabetes. It may not be the cause of it, but it's incident to it. And heart disease, and cancer, and a multiple sclerosis, and a whole host and plethora of diseases, and they tell us that it's bad for us. Well, if a fourth of us, that's one out of four, are overweight, that's only the tip of the iceberg. You know, we have a bigger problem with cardiovascular disease, and then we have a second disease that kills about 500,000 people a year. That's called cancer. And then we have diabetes, and now we have this new disease that's coming on here called obesity. And I said to you that we got to have a solution to this. We got to have a plan. We have to have a logical, systematic, and organized plan. Now, disease, that simply means you're ill at ease. I don't feel good, diseased. Look it up in the dictionary. And when we feel diseased, we want to go to somebody that can give us some ease. So we go to a medical doctor. That's the way we're taught and trained here in this country. We're taught and trained to be consumers of the medical practice, and so we go to the doctor, and he gives us drugs. He tells us that this pill is going to solve your problem for you. It's not what you're sticking in your face. It's this pill that you're lacking. So you see, you're short this or that or something else, and we're going to give this to you, and this is going to solve your problems. Well, if it would do that, and if it didn't cause us a lot of harm, you know, that'd probably be a great solution. There's another line of thought, though, and it's called naturopathy or homeopathy. Or physician versus medical doctor, it's treat the whole body instead of treat the symptom. Or it's get to the cause of the problem rather than treat the problem or the symptom of the problem. Well, my wife just got back from the Acres Convention, and while she was up there, she told me about a fella by the name of David Getoff, G-E-T-O-F-F. He's a naturopath, and he's a nutritionist. Now, I happen to have run across a guy years ago. His name was Melvin, I'll think of his last name, Lester, Melvin Lester. And he was a naturopath, chiropractor, medical doctor. He had all three of the tickets. And he happened to treat me at a time when I had a little health problem. And I was pretty impressed by his unorthodox methodology. Well, the wife called me the other day, and she's up there in Minneapolis, and she called me and said, I've just run across a guy up here by the name of Getoff, who reminds me of Lester. Now, Lester was a plain-talking kind of guy. And this guy, Getoff, is a pretty plain-talking kind of guy. And the thing that caught her attention was his common sense. Common sense. Most people lack common sense. This guy's got some pretty good common sense, and he's a naturopath and nutritionist. And he treats things like cancer and multiple sclerosis and obesity and, you know, whatever medical problem you've got. But there's a little different methodology. He doesn't treat with drugs. He's not going to give you a pill. He's not going to give you this or that chemical solution over here that solves all problems from, that comes from Merck or Pfizer or somebody. But rather, you're going to have to take control of your life, and you're going to have to make some major changes. Now, for most Americans, that's more than they can handle. And this isn't going to work for most of you people out there because you can't handle this, and I don't deny that. But then this program isn't for the majority. It's for a minority of people that can grasp reality. Most Americans cannot grasp reality. I suppose that if you went around the world, most people around the world can't grasp reality. And that's why we watch Katie Couric on the 6 o'clock news rather than Al Jazeera or rather than some offbeat underground publication like Spiker. So now with that said, I wanted to introduce this guy kind of slow and easy to you because reason, logic, and common sense is a hard commodity to come by. So let me tell you, I think this guy can solve your problem. And in most cases, I can come on the air and I can say, well, disease is caused either by poison, somebody sticking something in your water like fluoride, and that's causing some problems, health problems, or else you're starving to death. That is, you don't have enough vitamin C, and that's what's causing your scurvy. Well, there's about 450 of these diseases. They got a book out here on symptoms, and I know Lester, he said, well, I looked it up in the book. And so when you've got a symptom, like say your hand is shaking, and then they call that palsy, saying you got a hand that's shaking over here, and you can't keep it under control. Now, there's a fella, mentioned his name to you last time. It was just on the last election here. He's a movie star, and Fox is something Fox, and he's got Parkinson's disease, and he was being interviewed, and he was shaking pretty bad, and I've forgotten exactly what the mineral or the vitamin deficiency is that he's suffering from that causes that Parkinson's disease. But the medical establishment, they need a cure. See, they talk about we're looking for a cure to this Parkinson's disease. Hell, the cure is already there. It's nutrition. There's a cure for it. But you have to be able to patent this cure. And here's the problem that Getoff and all of these naturopaths and everybody else have. You can't patent vitamin A. That's just where reality is at. It's a food, and you can get it by eating, the liver of a chicken. That's where you get vitamin A. And you can't patent that. Now, evidently, this fellow Fox doesn't know that, and evidently his doctors don't know that. But this fellow, Getoff, he knows that, and I've reported to you a time or two, Joel Wallach knows that. Melvin Lester knew that. There's a few people out here that knows what the cause of cancer is. The medical profession, they'll tell you plainly, we don't know what causes cancer, and we don't know how to cure it. But for $100,000, we'll treat you until you go broke. And that's what medical or allopathic medicine is all about. It's a treatment for a symptom. You got a pain, we'll give you a painkiller. We'll give you some morphine. That'll make you feel good. But it never cures, and it never solves the underlying problem. What causes this Parkinson's disease? Why is your hand shaking? Why doesn't your hand relax just like mine does? I'm sitting here at the desk, and my hand isn't shaking. And I look at some guy over there, like this Michael J. Fox was his name, and he's shaking. Now, I'm not here to make fun. A lot of times somebody will write me a letter, and they'll say, well, you're not very politically correct over here making fun of these people. Well, I'm not making fun of the guy. He has his view on life, and his view is stem cell research. He's like Superman, see? And Superman and Mr. Fox, they have a world view, and they want stem cell research. And they want to come up with a cure to this disease, which is something other than nutrition. They don't want vitamins and minerals to solve that problem. They want some technological breakthrough that comes out of the laboratory from some guy that's wearing a white smock and is pouring chemicals into beakers and got Bunsen burners and stuff. That's fine. I'm not opposed to that worldview. Hell, if that's what the guy wants, get after it. But don't ask me to pay for it. That's my bitch in life. Don't ask me to pay for it. And that's where these sodomites come in. They get a group called ACT UP. And these ACT UP guys, they want a cure to AIDS. There's a cure to AIDS. It's called Thou Shalt Not Commit Adultery. It's been around for 5,000 or 6,000 years. No big mystery to it. Disease is caused by violation of law. You have to break a law to get sick. And I'm not complaining about them going out and searching for a cure for it and getting it through Merck or Pfizer and paying $100,000 a year for it like they do, with the AIDS cure. They got these AIDS drugs. That's their worldview, and they're certainly entitled to it. And I want to champion their right to free speech, and champion their right to freedom of choice. Get after it. But don't ask me to pay for it. That's my complaint line. Now, there's another worldview over here. It's a very minority worldview that disease is caused by broken law, that disease is caused by a failure in treating the whole person, treating the whole body. And that's my worldview, and that's why I get on the air every once in a while, and I point that out to you, and I say, well, now, you've got this problem, and you're overweight, or you've got this problem, and your hand is shaking. We need to ask the question, well, what's causing your hand to shake? If a guy walked in here and had scurvy, everybody recognizes, oh, you got a vitamin C deficiency. Well, if your hand is over here shaking, has anybody ever recognized that, oh, my God, you've got a selenium deficiency? Now, don't quote me there, because I don't know what that palsy mineral deficiency is. You'll have to go look that up in the literature. But Mr. Fox over there, Michael J. Fox, he could cure that Parkinson's disease. He didn't have a big problem there. If he just knew what to do and how to do it, he'd get after it. Now, he's going to some people over here that tell you plainly, we do not know what causes Parkinson's disease. And we don't have a cure for it. And I've mentioned this to you more than once, kids. If you had a car that wasn't running too good and you took it into the Mr. Goodwrench people here and you said, do you know what's wrong with my car? And the mechanic says, no, sir, I don't. Can you fix it? And he says, I don't know that I can. But we'll get after it, and for $25 an hour, we'll work on your car until you run out of money. Would you take your car to a mechanic like that? I wouldn't. You know, when I take my car into the mechanic, we got a Cracker Jack mechanic over here, hillbilly guy. You know? And so far, I've been going to him now for about 20 years, you know, it's old Boyd Garrison over here at the DX station. I take my car in there, it ain't running too good, you know. I say, Boyd, can you fix this? You bet, George, I'll get right after it this afternoon. Or, no, I can't get at it today, but I'll get at it tomorrow. And old Boyd calls me back on the phone, says, well, your car's ready. I've never been able to stump that old boy yet. And there's been all kinds of problems, you know, with the car. You know, the windshield wipers don't work, or the turn signals don't work, or there's this funny squeal up there in the front underneath that thing in the front, that hood, you know. I don't know what that is. And old Boyd, you know, he just fixes it. He doesn't explain to me what he did or how he did it, and I didn't ask him, and I didn't really care. And then I'm kind of that way with these vitamins and minerals and doctors and one thing and another. You know, I told you the other day there's 92 of these minerals, these vitamins and minerals. Well, this guy Getoff, I was watching one of his video discs the other day, and he goes through. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. This is disc number 5 of 6. He's got a whole school here on this thing of naturopathy and health. And I said that the guy's, you know, just, you know, good down to earth, common sense kind of guy. And he made some comments, and he made some neat statements on here, and I thought I'd want to share a couple of those with you and demonstrate to you that I think this guy, you know, knows what he's talking about. But anyway, there's 92 of these, and he goes through all of them. I mean, he's got all these pills over here, all these bottles of pills, and he goes through each one. I got to tell you, it's tedious. I got to tell you. And I'm not going to sit here with 92 bottles, you know, on my cabinet or over here, you know, on my breakfast table, you know, with 92 bottles over here. Hey, give me one of those seleniums. Hey, give me one of those vitamin A's. Hey, give me one of these zincs over here. I'm not going to sit there and take 92 pills, you know, every time I sit down to eat. I'm not that interested in health, you know. I'm kind of interested in health, all right, but not that interested. You know, when I sit down to eat, you know, I want to eat a bowl of beans, you know, and maybe a little bread and butter and maybe a glass of milk, and then I want to get up and go out and go to work, you know. I don't want to sit there and start counting calories and have somebody say, oh, my God, you can't eat that. It's got too many calories in it, you know. Now, when God designed this program over here, he gave us a system. And then he said, now, if you operate this system the way I'm instructing you over here, you'll always have good, healthy, nutritious soil, which will always produce good, healthy, nutritious beans, which when you eat those healthy, nutritious beans will make a good, healthy, nutritious body, and then you won't have any sickness or disease. And, of course, we didn't do that. We don't practice land Sabbath, and so we let the soil go to hell in a handbasket. And so now we've got this bad soil over here that produces deficient foods. And now you go to the grocery store, and it looks good. That broccoli looks good. But then when you eat that broccoli, you don't get enough vitamins and minerals and amino acids and essential fatty acids and all these other things that you got to have. Well, Getoff goes through that and explains, and he teaches a college course down here at a public college in San Diego, California, and then explains to you all the ins and outs for you people that are real geeks and you want to get into it real hot and heavy. And I'm not here to sit here and get tedious with you and tell you about how, oh, my God, you got to buy this so that you can understand the Latin name for vitamin A, which he tells you, but I don't think that's really all that important, you know, for us truck drivers out here. But what is important is that you weigh 300 or 400 pounds out here, and or you've got cancer or heart disease, and this is a guy that can tell you plainly, yes, I know what causes cancer and heart disease, and yes, I know how to cure it, which is what old boy Garrison does. Yes, I know what's wrong with your car, and I know how to fix it. And after all, that's the bottom line, and that's what I want to know. That's what I want to hear. And I don't want you to explain to me how you had to splice this wire with that wire and how that rat had chewed through this or that or something else, and that's why your windshield wipers don't work. I really don't care why they don't work. I just want you to fix it, Boyd. And this guy Getoff can do that. And I was watching his tape here the other day, or CD. And he was sitting there, and he said, do you know that people in this country take a lot of antacids? Now, you know, like Rolaids and Tums and one thing and another, because they've got heartburn. They've got acid reflux. Have you been watching, you know, Katie Couric, you know, and they've got this Nexium or something. I forgot exactly what it is, but they got the acid reflux thing, see? I didn't know that there was an acid reflux problem, but evidently there's this acid reflux problem. See, I don't have it, so I didn't know that anybody else had this problem. But anyway, they got the $16 billion drug out here, you know, called Nexium or something like that, the purple pill or whatever. If that's the right drug, I might be on the wrong track here. But anyway, you got this acid reflux. And so this Getoff, he says, well, let me tell you about this acid reflux. He said, the common belief is that you've got too much acid in your stomach. And that because you have too much acid in your stomach, it's coming up your esophagus and giving you this heartburn. And so to solve that problem, we go out here and we get an antacid. That's an acid neutralizer. And then we take this antacid, it neutralizes the acid in your stomach and gives you relief. And he said, God, it just works like a shot. You know, you get heartburn, you take a Tums, and it just goes away. Now, I could testify to that because my dad always had heartburn. He had Tums in his pockets. He had Tums in his jacket pockets. He had Tums in the glove compartment of the car. I mean, he lived on Tums and coffee and, and a Camel cigarette. No, cool cigarettes. My dad smoked cool. Anyway, he had this heartburn problem over here. And so Getoff asked this question. He said, do you honest to God believe that this guy's got too much acid in his stomach and that he needs to neutralize the acid? And I think most of us say, well, yeah, that's what we've been told. And that's what Tums does. And Tums actually relieves this heartburn problem. And he said, that's why they sell so much of it, because it works so good. But he said, now, do you believe that this acid in your stomach is some kind of a foreign property that doesn't belong there, that your body shouldn't have this acid in your stomach? And I thought about that for a second. I said, oh, no. See, we all know we've got acid down in our stomach. That's the place where the digestive juices work, and it breaks down this food that you've just eaten. And you've got to have this acid. In fact, it's a pretty strong acid called hydrochloric acid down there in your stomach. And your stomach now secretes this mucus that keeps the hydrochloric acid from getting onto your stomach wall. I mean, this stuff would eat right through. It's like battery acid, you know. You get a little battery acid on your pants over here, and you know the next morning you got holes. I mean, this hydrochloric acid is pretty strong stuff. And I can understand how, you know, it gets up into your esophagus over here, which doesn't have this mucus lining, and boy, it causes great distress. I could see that. And he said, now, they've done a lot of tests over here, and here's what they find. And he quoted some guy over here that studied this for a while, and he said, They have been testing people, you know, that have this heartburn, and they go down into their stomach, and he said, does it make any sense that if you have to have this hydrochloric acid in your stomach in order to digest your food, that you'd want to take these Rolaids and then neutralize that acid so that it won't digest your food? Because unless you get digested food, you can't assimilate the vitamins and minerals, which then causes some kind of a problem. It could be cancer, palsy, or Parkinson's disease, or something else. Now think about that for a second, because that's what common sense is all about. When God designed your stomach and put hydrochloric acid down there and then put this mucus in your stomach to protect the stomach from being eaten up by the hydrochloric acid, then that hydrochloric acid must be pretty natural, pretty normal, and pretty necessary, you know, for the digestive process. So what's happening here is, and Getoff kind of explained it in spades, he said, the problem is you don't have enough hydrochloric acid. That's what your problem is. And that's what all these people that are pumping all these Tums and Aids and Rolaids and all the rest of the stuff down in their stomach and neutralizing the acid are compounding their own problem, which makes more money for the Rolaids company. Because the reason you're having heartburn is because you don't have enough acid in your stomach to digest your food. And you get an imbalance down there, and pretty soon you start belching or gurgling, and this acid that's in your stomach, the little bit that's there, comes up into your esophagus. Then it causes you real distress, and so now you've got to do something. So you take the Rolaids and that, or the Tums or whatever, and that neutralizes the acid. But now you can't digest your food. If you can't digest your food, then you can't get enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach to digest your food, and so now you're on this merry-go-round that you can't get off of. You can't live without the Tums, and the Tums neutralizes the acid in your stomach. The neutralization of the acid in your stomach means that you can't digest your food. If you can't digest your food, you can't develop enough hydrochloric acid to digest your food, which then causes the heartburn. How do you like that for a dog chasing his tail? Now, this guy's just full of these kinds of little one-liners over here, and explains, well, here's what we've got to do. We got to get more acid down there into your stomach so that you can digest your food. That's what we got to do to solve this acid reflux disease. We got to find out what causes it. Insufficient acid in your stomach to digest your food. You've got bad digestion. So he says, here's the solution to that. What we do is we give you a digestive enzyme. Digestive enzyme. Now, let me tell you about this enzyme thing over here, because old Dr. Lester explained it to me. He said, listen, you ever wonder why people have lactose intolerance? Did you think it was because God, when he designed the human body and designed the milk cow, that he got it screwed up so that the milk in the human body won't digest, and so therefore you're lactose intolerant? And I said, no, it would seem like to me that God, if he had his head screwed on straight and wasn't drunk that day, he probably got that formula down, and he probably did it right. And he said, he did. He said, do you know why people are lactose intolerant? And I said, no, I don't. He said, it's because of the pasteurization of the milk. And this guy Getoff went through that last night, just the way Lester went through it with me years ago, and it struck a chord with me. And I said, you know, by God, I think this guy Getoff might know what he's talking about. Because I know old man Lester did, old Doc Lester. Now, milk has this enzyme in it. Now, it's got this long Latin name, and I can't tell you what this name is, but you've got this enzyme, and that's all you and I need to know. We're just truck drivers, just plumbers. And so this enzyme over here, you have to have it in the milk to digest the milk. If you don't have that enzyme in that milk, you ain't got it in your body, partner, and you ain't digesting that milk. That's all there is to that. It's the end of that report. So years ago, they had these infectious diseases like TB and brucellosis and, I don't know, 15 other diseases, cholera and typhoid and one thing and another, sweeping people, killing people, because of dirty milk. I've reported on this a time or two to you. Go to our archives and take a look at the milk stories over there, and I think I went through and explained that pretty well. And so then the next thing that comes along, we don't have immunity to typhus and typhoid and cholera and one thing and another. We get sick and die. And so some guy woke up one day and said, tell you what, we got this dirty milk. The solution to this dirty milk is don't clean up the milk and sell clean milk. That's too much bother. That's too much problem. We don't want to do that. So we want to continue selling this dirty milk filled with bacteria and cholera and all the rest of it. But let's come up with a solution to this. And some guy says, well, let's boil the milk. Let's pasteurize this milk. And it worked like a shot. We can't argue with the results that came out of pasteurized milk, because the statistics are in. You know, in New York City, I don't know, it's 5 or 10,000 babies a year, people a year, are dying from typhoid and one thing and another. And so they went through and pasteurized the milk, and they passed this ordinance, and then all of a sudden the incidence of this typhoid and cholera and one thing and another goes down to near nothing. And they said, now you see, all we had to do was just clean up the milk supply by pasteurizing it, and that's how pasteurization got going. Works like a shot. Now the problem is that when you do that, this milk, which has all this calcium in it, and this milk, which has all these nutrients, and this milk, which is nature's perfect food and so on, becomes, and it's rendered impotent insofar as nutritional capacity is concerned. For instance, you can drink all the milk in New York City and not get enough calcium out of there to prevent osteoporosis. And so you people are suffering from osteoporosis, and so you go to the doctor and say, God, my bones are melting away. And the doctor says, well, let's sell you this drug over here. Let's sell you this supplement. Hell, you know, you could get all of the calcium that you need out of your milk if you didn't boil it and kill the enzyme, which you have to have in order to digest it so that you can assimilate the calcium. And so they advertise to us and they say, well, this milk is full of calcium. They're not lying to you. It is. It's just that it's unavailable to you without the enzyme. So Genoff comes up with another wild one over. He says, you know, you guys drink fresh orange juice. You go out to the store and you buy oranges. And we do that here. Every morning I get up and I make my wife a glass of orange juice. And I looked at this and this disc here last night and I said, oh, my God, can't believe this. Makes me feel stupid. But anyway, I'm going to report it to you. He said, now this Getoff, now remember I reported on this Pottinger's Cats, you know, the other day, and Dr. Weston Price? Well, listen, this guy Getoff is the president or chairman or something of this Price Pottinger Clinic down there in San Diego. He's a part of that. That's why I reported that to you the other day. Well, anyway, this guy Getoff over here now, you know, he's talking about oranges. And so he said, now, we did some studies down here on oranges. You go out to an orange tree. And you pick an orange and you eat it, and everybody tells you, well, this orange is full of vitamin C. And he said, that's true. That's the truth. They're not lying to you. It's full of vitamin C. But he said, vitamin C is very unstable in a liquid form. And in this juice over here, it's unstable. And so it dissipates very rapidly. Now, I've heard that. And so, you know, we squeeze the oranges here, and then we drink the juice right away. You don't want to squeeze the orange and then leave the juice sit out there, you know, for 16 hours, because by the time, you know, 16 hours has gone by, and by the time the oxygen in the air gets to it, it dissipates the vitamin C, and so you're drinking these empty vitamins again. And so he said, well, they picked some oranges, and then they tested the oranges that were fresh picked, and they had so much vitamin C in them, and then they checked them 24 hours later, and they were deficient by 80%. They hadn't squeezed them yet. They just picked them. So the vitamin C that's in an orange, you need to pick it off the tree and eat the orange right away, or you don't get the vitamin C because it's so unstable. Now, I didn't know that. I never heard that story before. And so that's what this Pottinger and Weston Price were looking into, the connection between the nutritional value of foods and disease. That's the worldview that is the opposite to the allopathic and the medical, the AMA, and the worldview of the drug companies. And so he said, now, there's other ways for you to get vitamin C. For instance, you can get it out of peppers, and other foods have vitamin C, which is not in liquid form and which is much more stable. And you can get it out of sprouts. In fact, that's what we do here also, is we have a sprouting machine that's on the counter here. We run these seeds through there and sprout them, and we eat them so we can get vitamin C. But I thought that this fresh squeezed orange juice has all this vitamin C in it. And so he points out, he says, now, here's a carton of orange juice. And notice here on the carton, it says vitamin C content. And he said, they're not lying to you. They're not lying to you. This carton, when it was packaged, contained this amount of vitamin C. But since it's unstable in its liquid form, it's no longer available. It's dissipated. It's gone. And so they went into the government and they said, well, we want to label our cartons, and we don't want to tell people how much vitamin C is in this orange juice after it's been sitting on the shelf for a week. We want to tell them how much orange juice is in this vitamin C when we packaged it, or in this orange juice when we packaged it. And so the legislature says, well, sounds good to us, especially since you've got this big campaign contribution that goes along with this request. We'll pass it on to the committee, and we think we can enact this law. And sure enough, they did. So you go into the Safeway store, and you buy a quart of orange juice, and when you read the ingredients, and it says, well, it's got all of this vitamin C in there. And the day they packaged it, it had all that vitamin C in there. But now, 24 hours later, it's 80% deficient in that vitamin C. How do you like that? And that's what you're buying, and that's what you're paying for, and that's what you believe you're getting. And that's why I like this guy, because he's got some good common sense, and he's got some good hard facts that are going to help you get rid of all those pounds and get rid of that palsy, Mr. Fox, if you're listening, if you pay attention now. Now, this isn't for everybody, and most of you people cannot make these dietary changes. You're addicted to Big Macs and Oreo cookies, and you know that's life. And all of those 347 pounds that you're packing around there, partner, went in through that hole in your face. You put it in there. You put every pound right on your body. You made a choice when you ate that Oreo cookie. You made a choice when you ate that Big Mac and sucked that Coke. And that choice is why you've got 347 pounds on you, and that choice is why you've got this palsy, and that choice you made is why you've got cancer or some other disease. So if you want to get rid of the cancer or some other disease, you go to the cause. What caused it? Remove the cause, and your immune system will eliminate the disease. That's how simple this whole process is. And let me give you a reminder here that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide, over the Internet. And if you'd like more information about the law school and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Now, The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school and is open to individuals by prearrangement only. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information about that, just go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated every week. It has a radio log schedule and archives, and that can be accessed through the webpage also. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, The Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events 7 days a week. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order one, just call the Law School and ask for it. The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. The Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that the authors or publications that we endorse or recommend are going to reciprocate. And that's because most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review either. Now, the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this network or local radio station. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Just call the law school direct at 417-273-4967 if you've got a telephone or you don't have that email facility. All right, we are talking about diet. I picked diet because, you know, they've got this new medical emergency over here. They tell us 27% of us now are too fat to be functional, and that it causes or that it's incident to diabetes and cancer and heart attack and stroke and 15 other diseases over here. And so I thought, well, let me share with you some information that maybe you hadn't heard before. Now, I mentioned to you the other day, and I don't know if I finished my thought or not, but we're talking about corn, and we got these corn borers out in the field. I'm a farmer, and so I'm kind of sensitive, you know, to corn borers and other pests and insects. And these corn borers over here were designed by a creator. I mean, this is a part and parcel of a design mechanism that I thought I'd explain to you. I'm a farmer. I'm not a nutritionist. And as a farmer, I really don't care. When I go to sell my corn to you, I really don't care how many vitamins and minerals are in it, because I don't get paid for vitamins and minerals. I get paid for tons. And that's what I'm concerned about. How do I get more tons of corn per acre? And so I want to use hybrid seeds so that I get more tons, and I want to use irrigation so that I get more tons, and I want to use chemical fertilizers and pesticides so that I can kill the corn borers and get great big ears of corn that have tons and tons and tons of seeds so that I can make tons and tons and tons of money. Now, you know, that's just me, and that's just every farmer in America. And so the seed salesman, he comes by, and he tells us about Monsanto this and Monsanto that and GMO this and GMO that. God, that sounds good to us. And so we buy their genetically engineered seed, or we buy this or that or chemical, you know, from DuPont or OrthoGrow, and we put it on the fields, and by God, they're right. It produces tons and tons of corn, for which we get paid tons and tons of money, and we're all just happy as clams at high tide. And you people go into the store here, and you buy your Kellogg's cornflakes, see? And you take those cornflakes home, and you believe that the Kellogg's people are thinking about you, and that George Gordon is a farmer, he's thinking about you, and the FDA is thinking about you, and the Department of Agriculture is thinking about you, and Monsanto is thinking about you, and you bet we are. We're all thinking about you. You're a cash cow. But we really don't give a rat's pellet one way or the other whether or not you live or die. Now, that's the bottom line. We're interested in your money. We're interested in selling you the Kellogg's cornflakes, but we're really not interested in your health. And so here's what the bottom line is. See, I'm a farmer, and if I let my land rest once every 7 years, I lose about 16% of its productivity. So I take a 16% pay cut, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to farm my land every year, year after year. So I make that extra 16% every 7 years. And so as a result of that, my land gets weaker and weaker and poorer and poorer. And so there are some trace elements and minerals that have been sucked up in past crops, and they're no longer available because I don't practice organic agriculture. I practice chemical agriculture. Now, I produce tons and tons of corn, all right, but those tons and tons of corn are lacking in such things as iodine. And this Dr. Getoff went through the iodine routine. He said, you know, we've been farming this land chemically for so long now that there's virtually no iodine left. And it's not being produced and leached out of the minerals in the soil by the organic processes that were set there by God, by the creator, the designer of all of this. And as a result of that, your thyroid is going haywire, and you're weak and you're listless and you're tired all the time. You know, you get this housewife syndrome, and you're tired. And you're tired because you're short of iodine. Now, you can go to the health food store and you can buy this iodine, you can pop these pills if you want to. And he said you probably need to if you're gonna get any iodine. Because you ain't getting enough of it out of Leslie Salt, but you know, that's their story. So he suggested that you educate yourself a little bit and start replacing these minerals, and then he kind of suggested us farmers out here, maybe we need to change our farming practices. Now, I'm an old-timey dairyman, and I'm going to tell you right now that producing clean milk takes a lot of work, time, effort, and energy. Milk, when it comes out of a cow, is clean, but the minute it comes out of the cow, it gets exposed to all kinds of dirt and contaminants. And so we farmers are not doing a very good job, especially if you're a chemical farmer. You know, we're not doing a very good job for you people. Now, I'm doing a lot better now that I got off onto organics. I produce clean milk instead of pasteurized. And now I'm real concerned about your health over here. It said, the scripture tells me, it says, now do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And I wouldn't want you to sell me bad food. And so I looked at that and said, well, I suppose you don't want me to sell you bad food. And this is where Acres USA comes in. And this is why Getoff was up there at the Acres convention. See, the people at Acres think that we farmers ought to be producing better food for you consumers. And I agree with them. I think that's true. And even though you don't know about these vitamins and minerals and these trace elements that are in your corn or not in your corn, we farmers over here ought to, and we ought to be very concerned about that. And this Getoff is one of those that's very concerned. Of course, he gets his money off of treating you after you're sick, which was another thing that attracted me to him, because he made a couple of observations. I'm on his on number 5 of 6. He's got a 6-CD set here, and I'm going to plug his 6-CD set here. Not that I'm getting anything out of him one way or the other by doing this, but I'm going to tell you a little story over here. This Dr. Getoff is a traditional naturopath and nationally board-certified clinical nutritionist. He's got letters after his name. You know he's got to be all right. Now, he has a full-time private practice in Deerhorn Valley, a small, serene section of Jamul, in the southeastern portion of San Diego County, California. And although Deerhorn Valley is a part of San Diego, it's far enough outside of the city to have abundant clean air and star-filled sky every night. Now, David works with patients having all forms of health conditions, and his main thrust is to aid the body's inherent ability to heal itself. Many hundreds of people, including physicians, seek out David's help every year. Now, if we give the body all of the nutrients that it requires, the work to remove the toxins, and other impediments to healing, it's almost a miracle how many conditions it is able to improve or even cure. In addition to his busy private practice, David gives lectures, presentations, seminars, teaches classes, and appears as a guest on various radio programs. That's why I guess he happened to be up here at the Acres Convention. The holistic health course that he designed has been taught all three semesters of the school year since 1994 through the Grossmont Cuyamaca College Adult Education Department. I guess that's Cuyamaca, maybe, department. And these classes spread mostly by word-of-mouth advertising. They get about 50 to 100 students every semester, and numerous students have expressed how greatly their health has improved by instituting changes that they learned during these classes. Now, many students have chosen to see David professionally for additional help with more difficult health issues. But most recently, David has had his course professionally videotaped so that the others outside of San Diego County could benefit from this important information. This is video number 5 of a 6 video set. And this video covers food additives can cause more harm than good, which should we watch out for and why. The store's shelves are loaded with nutritional supplements, which do we need and which brands are best. And this tape, these tapes begin to explore these issues. So let David help you to improve your health and the health of those you love. So there's a 6-CD set here. Now, I can't tell you what this costs, and I can't tell you what his address is. So I don't know. But if you'll call Acres USA, I'm sure you can find out. That's Acres USA in Austin, Texas. Look it up. And this guy, he might even have a webpage. I don't know. I didn't look that up. I've got that much information. I just got these discs. The wife bought them and brought them home. And I thought, well, I'll plug this guy because I think he's got some good information, and I think that he can solve your problem. And the reason I suggest that you get these tapes or these CDs is because unless you've got a local naturopath or a nutritionist that you know about, Your local medical doctor probably can't help you. They haven't helped anybody yet. And if they have, I don't know who. And that's because they sell drugs. Medical doctors are drug pushers. And that's the bottom line. And you ought to learn to say no to drugs. You know, if you're going to say no to Joe down on the street corner selling crack, you ought to say no to Dr. So-and-so over here who's pushing these drugs over here from Pfizer. Because they don't solve your problem. In fact, they actually make you dependent on these drugs, and they probably make you drug dependent and kill you. Now, most Americans are not interested in health or health issues. And that's quite evident. You know, people that put a deadly poison in their drinking water like fluoride and then drink that stuff and bathe in it sure as hell aren't concerned about health now, are they? I mean, when somebody sits down at the table, smokes a cigarette after breakfast, he's not concerned about health. People that drink coffee, you know, and load it up with CNH, pure cane sugar, smoke a cigarette while they're eating a Twinkie, a Ho-Ho, Ding-Dong, or a Krispy Kreme, you know, those people aren't interested in health. They're more interested in gratification. So there's probably not very much we can do for folks like that, but if you're one of those and you're looking at yourself in the mirror at 375 pounds or something like that, and you're saying, my God, I got to do something more intelligent than this, what can I do? I think that these video, they're CDs, what this is on, I think probably solve your problem for you. And this is available to you. This is the point I'm making, is that you could get these CDs, you could sit down here and watch them. And this guy goes through step by step and explains to you, well, here's what you need to do, which was another facet that I liked about this guy. Because, see, most people, they don't put this information out for freebies. And this guy is teaching this in the local college. And he had a little story here that I got to share with you that he was dealing with here about these vitamins and minerals. He says, you know, there most of these nutritionists, you go into a naturopath or a nutritionist, and he puts you on these vitamins. He puts you on some vitamin that comes from some company that he's a multi-level salesman for, so that you have to buy these particular vitamins from this particular doctor so that he makes an extra chunk of money. He said he didn't agree with that, and I don't agree with it either. And he said there's an important reason why. He said all of these various companies over here, so I can buy from any of them. And he said, and some of them you can buy from too. But the reason that these multi-level marketing companies sell this way is to keep you, the general public, from buying these products at low prices. What they want to do is they want you to go to the health food store and buy this stuff over the counter and pay through the nose for it. And so Getoff has some real neat stories here on his discs about how to buy vitamins. You can buy multivitamins that normally cost you $20 to $40 a month per person. You can buy them for $10 a month if you knew how. And he tells you how to do that. And I thought that was pretty big of him. And he said, my real motivation here is to spread the gospel of good health rather than make money. He says, I make enough money. I'm doing all right. And so what I want to do is to show you that you go to a particular company, and they've got seven products in their line. He says, product number one over here is a real barn burner. It's a great product. Best product in the entire vitamin field. He said, but not every product that they make is the best. And so maybe the next product they've got over here is a good product. And maybe the next one over here is fair to middling. And then maybe the next one over here is okay, but it's not very good. And maybe there's a couple more that are really poor at the bottom of the line, and they aren't worth wasting your money on. And he said, I don't like buying from just one company or recommending just one company. And so he goes through each one of these vitamins, and he gives you the brand name. And he says, now, this is the best in the field. This is the best vitamin for the money. This is the best mineral supplement for the money. And then he tells you where to buy those. And he said, now, you don't need to take all these vitamins if you're eating good, healthy, nutritious food. And so one of the things that he advertises, and he says, you should be drinking whole, raw milk from grass-fed animals. And I can relate very, very well with that, because that's what I produce, that's what I believe, that's what I practice, that's what I eat and drink, and that's what I advocate, and that's what a number of other nutritionists advocate. Now, a lot of these nutritionists that I really object to is that they're vegetarians, number one, like Dr. Lorraine Day, God bless her, she's a sweet lady, but she's a vegetarian, and you know, these people, they get off on these kicks, and then they say, well, you shouldn't be drinking milk, and they're not lying to you, they're telling you the truth. You know, if you're drinking this milk out of the grocery store that's been boiled and processed, that's a poison, that's going to kill you. You want to stay away from that, so Dr. Day, she's telling you the truth. Then she gets off on this vegetarian kick, because she's an Advent lady. God bless Advents, you know, we all love Advents, but then, you know, you've got your worldview, and you've got your religious ideology, and Getoff over here is not a vegetarian. And then I thought, well, now that's kind of unusual, because most of these health food people, you know, they're vegetarians, and they get real religious. You ever notice that? I mean, they're like JWs knocking on your door, or Mormons, you know, trying to get you saved from hell. Hell, if I wanted to be saved from hell, I would have joined the Mormon church years ago. I don't need some guy knocking on my door telling me I need this or that religious ideology. No, I'm a big kid now, you know. And these nutrition people, they get kind of carried away, and they get kind of evangelical, and God gave you meat, kids. You know, go to Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. He tells you this is the kind of meat you want to eat, and this is the kind of meat that you want to avoid. You know, so your designer, you know, your creator, he had his head on straight. He said, let me tell you, pig ain't good for you, neither is lobster. And that's part of your problem. And so we eat a lot of pig. I call them pig-eating Christians. And then they're good people, you know, not knocking them, pig-eating Christians. And then they get these diseases and they get these medical problems over here. And they go to the doctor, and the doctor, he didn't tell doing, so he gives you a pill, takes pain away, but it doesn't solve your underlying problem. Put you on this diet over here, and you lose some weight, and then you gain it all back in 50 pounds to boot. And so what this requires is that you get a lifestyle change. Now, if you can't give up on McDonald's and French fries, well, you probably can't be helped. And so the next program, we'll tell a story here about MSG. Now, they're putting this MSG, which is a drug, a chemical, into the food because it's addictive, and that's what it is that you're sucking down. You know, if McDonald's didn't put MSG in their food, you wouldn't like it. And at Burger King and Wendy's and the rest of these guys. And so they're putting these chemical additives in your food to get you addicted to those foods. Did you know that? KFC does it. McDonald's does it. And the Coca-Cola people used to do it. See, they put cocaine in their Coke, you know, back in 1889. And people would suck on those Cokes and get addicted to cocaine, and so that was selling their product. And then one day, you know, the government came along. I don't know why they did that, but they came along and said, well, this cocaine over here sells for a higher price out on the street, and so we don't want to give it to people, you know, for the price of a Coke. And so you got to take this cocaine out of the Coke. And they did. That's where Coca-Cola gets its name, is from the cocaine that was in the Coke over there. And so they're putting these chemical additives in your food, and that makes you addicted to that food, and then you eat that food over there and get fat, and then you wonder, what the hell am I going to do next? Well, hang on, because I got to give you a closer here, and then we're going to be back in the next program talking about this thing of MSG and these additives that go in here, and we'll talk a little more about this Dr. Getoff and his view on that next time. But you've been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide, over the Internet. Now, for more information about the law school and the law hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. The law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Remember, that's 8 schools in all. The law hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these law hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the law hour is an educational service brought to you in public interest. Time's up. I've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, talking about diet, God willing, of course, so until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.